Hello and welcome to Experience.
After all that,
I took too big of a gulp of air in right before.
Do you have water? Just take a swig of water. Looked like moonshine.
Hello and welcome to Experience Share. My name is Tanner. My name is Tonzer.
Bronzer? No, because it's spelled with Z-E-R. Who the hell is this? You got me. And I was sitting here looking at the notes for all this time.
Let me look. It's Bronzor.
Oh, okay. Well, you spelled it wrong in the notes, so that's not my fault.
Here, let me do Tanzor. No, Tonzer.
Yeah, it should be Tanzor.
A.K.A. Tanner Greenring, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Felix.
Steelix.
Yep.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Very short leg this week, Joshua. You texted me and said, or you didn't text me, we talked about it at the end of last week's episode.
Oh, yeah, so, I just made an executive decision and just told you that's what we were doing.
You told something else you told me, something else that was news to me. We have Fly, you said. I said, no, we don't. Turns out we did. So I spent the first couple hours. That's an exaggeration to make it sound like my life's more difficult than it is. I spent a little while going back through the fog to Veilstone City to get that Fly HM that I needed.
Did you defog or did you...
I did end up going down to the Cape too to get defog from the Great Marsh.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... I was thinking about this as I was, like, walking. You know what? I have a cascading number of thoughts right now, and I'm going to follow each cascade. Let me say something really quick about the bikes in this game.
Oh, okay. Clear the
item
runway.
Item loser. Is that what it's called?
What?
The bad item finder.
We didn't name that one.
Item loser.
Item loser.
It's just item finder, but it's when it's bad. Item finder is neutral. It's never... item finder is not innately good.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm just finding an item.
Yeah.
I think the bikes in this game are awful. They're completely unwieldy. The routes are too little. There's like... the gaps are too small. You can't go anywhere. There's no straight lines. There's no straight shots. It's just impractical.
I've
don't even
barely
use it.
Been using it. Yeah, I just run around. And I actually had complaints about the running around, too, when we were in... several small spaces because we are going to cover Fuego Ironworks and Iron Island, which both were problematic because when you run just using the joystick, it doesn't, like, you also often overshoot and you're bumping into walls.
But then if you use the
buttons, then it's too slow and it's like none of it navigates well.
And, like, also the menu loading is, like, very slow, and it lingers on menus way too long. When you accidentally pick a berry and then go to the next plot to pick the next berry, but accidentally click on the empty plot, and it says, do you want to plant a berry? And you're like, no, I'll be back in a second.
It's excruciating.
It's like, sits and loads. It's like, okay. So
we need Game Freak back.
Let's make, like, what's the salmon Pokemon called?
Salmon Pokemon.
Yeah, I was hoping if I just said that, it would, like, shake something loose for you as though that's something that's, like, exists.
You're this confident that there's a salmon Pokemon? I don't think there is. Although, that's sort of surprising.
There's a Pokemon called Smalmon.
I don't...
Oh, this isn't something called
that's
Pokemon Lega. I don't think that's reputable.
There's that new one.
We're going to make, like, little...
Tatsugiri, but that's, like, sushi and it's unclear. Whether or not
we're gonna make like something called Basculegion. Haven't encountered that one yet.
That's and definitely not a salmon. That's a bass.
Back upstream, Basque, not bass. We're gonna swim back upstream to the cascade that we were chasing, Joshua. Now that we've said our thing about the bikes and getting around this thing, which
we
is...
were mostly on the backs of Biberels. This week.
You do need to get across Route 221, was it?
Well, yes, but that isn't actually... We didn't need Surf to do anything that we did this week. We just did things that we could wait, but all of the levels were right in terms of the trainers and the wild Pokemon that we sort of did a little chasing, light chasing waterfalls. I did, at least. I went to several.
Yeah.
I did go to Route... 221, we can't really do all of it yet. I did 220 because there's a lot of those.
Josh is just saying numbers, so I'll jump in to say that.
swimmers. And Fuego Ironworks.
Yeah, it's nice to get something like Fuego Ironworks and Iron Hill, Iron Island done. Well, we had to go to Iron Island, didn't we?
No, we didn't have to.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still nice to get it done, you know? People don't know this. People aren't freelancers, so they don't know this. But if you're a freelancer, you have to, like, you have the choice of, I think you have to, but you might maybe have the choice of paying quarterly taxes. Uh-huh. And that's so, like, at the end of the year when your tax bill comes in, you're not, like, slammed with a huge tax bill, you know?
Right. Okay. So
it's nice. It makes taxes a little bit more manageable. And that's what this is. That's what we're doing with waterfalls this season.
Where did you get your metaphors for this episode?
What do you mean? I think they're razor sharp so far.
I guess I could follow that one, but I got a little lost in the mix on that salmon basculin thing.
I searched salmon Pokemon, and the like hive mind that is Google decided that the top result was Basculegion.
We're moving on from that. Well, it's just clearly not a salmon here. It's like the opposite type of fish. Okay.
Here's what I was thinking as I was going down route, whatever, 2010 to Cantilave City.
218.
Is that where, where's Great Marsh?
Well, I did Fuego Ironworks before that. What's the order here? I laid it all out in the dock, and then you're just...
I'm a Basculegion swimming up the upstream to the cascade pool that I was in previously, which is complaining about this errand I had to run to go get defog.
Okay.
I was walking down the roots, collecting berries, planting new ones, feeling upset that like you and inevitably the bug catchers are going to give me so much shit for missing defog because I didn't talk to some NPC
and
in the Great Marsh.
And fly.
And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? It's not my fault that I don't talk to the NPCs. This game actively disincentivizes it. Most of the NPCs have nothing valuable to say. Most of them are a complete waste of time. Most of them don't even have, like barely comprehensible, like, dialogue.
Yeah,
the game doesn't want you to talk to these people. So
no, they want.
How's it my fault?
I think it's the opposite of that. You have to talk to all of them because 90% of them are worthless, but 10% have these things
that
you need.
And where did we get Fly? Even it was like something very obvious that I just didn't do.
Yeah, that one was again like that was one of that was the one I thought you were railroaded into getting.
That was
so
in
really understand how you didn't get Fly. It's one thing with Defog, it's some random, like, the green-haired NPC in the Great Marsh, but, like...
Whatever. Not my fault.
We can't keep dwelling on
this. I've decided.
I'd like to hope that you learned a lesson, but I'm not confident.
I've had the opposite.
Yeah, doubling down on not talking to anyone.
My entitlement has become sharper. Joshua... We give ourselves a little bit of an itinerary. Here on the mainland, we can bop back up to Fuego Ironworks now.
Yes.
And check things out.
West.
I recommend we start there. What did you say?
That's what I did first. I said west of Route 205 is where it is. If they don't know.
Fuego Ironworks. You go out here. Here's what I'm expecting, Josh. I've got the fire starter. Infernape, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't need any more fire Pokemon. I don't need anything at Fuego Ironworks. But I'll go out there. I'll see what they got.
Yeah.
No fire Pokemon. Not the point.
Oh, no. I guess I didn't need one either.
What does
you used
Fuego
to be able to get a Magmar, but yeah, there's no fire types. I got...
Spanish.
Fire, I got a Floatzel. I got a Floatzel out there.
That's the opposite. Let me go check the Soul Link sheet real quick and see what I got. Finian.
I got one of those. I got that on Route 218.
I also learned from my chore this week, Joshua, going to get Defog and Fly, that I should maybe follow along with the walkthrough as I'm playing so I don't miss anything. So I did see this week that there was no cool fire-type Pokemon in Fuego Ironworks. So I just went and caught another cool water Pokemon for like the army of water Pokemon and build slowly, quietly building in the background.
Yeah, I would say that I have several questions about Fuego Ironworks, starting with the location. Doesn't to me, and I'm a layman when it comes to
anything,
you know, ironworking. Mm-hmm. What was that? Just ironworking?
I said ironworking.
Yeah, just ironworking. But to me, putting an ironworks in the middle of the woods that you have to traverse a tiny two-tile winding river probably doesn't make a lot of sense in terms of shipping out or like final products. I don't know what, I don't know if they have smelting.
Well, I mean, maybe this is the point.
Like, how are you shipping?
Maybe we're thinking about this wrong. Maybe we're thinking about like we're solving a problem that's not there. Like, we're not thinking about the right problem, because if there is an iron foundry in the middle of the woods, you'll want to put it somewhere where there's plenty of water Pokemon, like Floatzel, Wingull.
Mm-hmm.
So is Gastrodon, or is that just ground?
It's water ground.
Finian.
So you're saying they perhaps over-prepared for something to go horribly wrong.
Yeah, and they're like,
rather than trying to streamline their product management.
They like sent out their like, well, this also makes sense because they're definitely villains, but they sent out their like forward scout when they thought they were going to like set up a foundry in Sinnoh. And they're like, if we need to, we want to be able to go scorched earth in this market.
Mm-hmm.
So like set us up in the densest forest, like maybe something like protected, but also look at some of the local wildlife maps and look with Pokemon. Look for the places that are rich in like water type Pokemon that know water gun, you know?
Okay.
Bubble Beam.
It feels like you really have some insights into Mr. Fuego's operating policies here.
I'm just trying to think laterally. They are the bad guys.
Can you go on about that?
Well, their lair is full of conveyor belts.
Yeah, it is our first conveyor belts in this region, which is funny, and that is usually villainous. And it seems that, I don't know if you want to put this in the villain category, but it seems like from what I remember from Mr. Fuego's dialogue, he's just a really bad manager. And is that a villain? Maybe. Because his reason is,
if that's a villain, then lock me up.
He says, it's not often I get a visitor here. I tried to make the ironworks run better with the moving floor tiles, but no one was happy about it. They said the moving floor made them dizzy. So,
I mean, it doesn't sound like he's a bad manager. It sounds like he has bad employees. You try to please these people, and all they do is piss and moan.
Okay, so you're the Howard Schultz kind of a...
What are they going to complain about next? We don't contribute enough to their 401ks. They're lucky they get them.
What, do they want some overtime pay for all the extra amount of time that they have to recover from how dizzy they are before they could do their job? No, I don't want to sound like Wellington Smith.
The job is not hard. It's like making metal. You throw old metal into a big burner and then you pour new metal out of it.
And my other question, and then I'll get into my overall review of Fuego Ironworks. You might be able to tell it's like not leaning super positively, but my other comment is, yeah, nobody is working in here. And also, why wouldn't you be using fire Pokemon in those smelters? Like, shouldn't Magmars be fanning it?
All you see is a little window that just shows like a blaze of flames. You
know? Think that there could be a fire Pokemon trapped in there?
It could be something just like self-destructing.
Magcargo could be nice.
And then they throw like a revive and a super potion in, and then they just make it do it again and again.
It's like a fish tank.
He's a villain.
He's not sounding good, and I don't like his industrial policy. I also think that Fuego Ironworks was a lot better in Platinum. You get a fucking fire... Well, Flamethrower, the TM, is in here.
You get a fucking... You get a
all
fucking
you get
fire
from...
Firestone for your effort.
Getting, like, sick from fucking dizziness to get to this man is a Firestone. And in Platinum, you were able to trade in the colored shards to get star pieces. And then you can sell those or trade those.
Oh, yeah, I have a bunch of those. Or I have a few. Where do we do that in this game? Not here.
I don't know. Because I remember the shards could be used at move tutors in Pokemon Platinum also.
Maybe the guy who gave... I think a guy gave...
Oh, sorry. I had the inverse is why it's good. Is that you trade star pieces to get shards from him. And shards are very useful in Platinum because you can trade them into move tutors to get moves taught to your Pokemon. And so where does all of that go? I know you could still get shards in the underground, but there was like a real reason that you would come out and pay tribute to Mr. Fuego in Platinum. I'm never coming back here again.
He would give you shards in exchange for star pieces. This time he gives you a Firestone.
That's a terrible downgrade. I mean, I guess he got an upgrade in Platinum, but like that's another thing that's just like that. They should have just fixed that for this remaster.
Yeah.
Those shards, I got a ton of moves out of that in Platinum when we played. So anyway, Fuego Ironworks, one of the worst Corpo competitors that we've had. I would give it 2.
What are they making all the iron 2 out of 10, you know? like what awful war are they like fueling somewhere?
God, you're right. He's probably fucking in cahoots with Team Galactic.
I'm telling you,
he doesn't care where he gets his money from.
We should do like a spin-off of this show that's like corporate true crime show where we take these fuckers down, finally. Expose them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we really need like a 60 minutes for this situation.
Route 218.
Yeah.
It's very little to do. Now that we've done the Fuego Ironworks and we have access to Surf, we can finally go east from Jubilife to across the little west from Jubilife across the little bay and onto the other landmass.
To Canalave.
Do you think there's a land route?
That's a good question. I don't remember that on the town map.
Are we on an island? Are we on like a new continent? Just like an archipelago?
Looking at the town map, it's actually very confusing. It's like by a lake, and then there's a river and or canal that goes out to the sea. But I don't know if you are not equipped with Surf, or you don't have like a rowboat, and there's no harbor here. No. Maybe they're all out at sea. This whole area.
Who's
It's Western Sinnoh. What's happening over here? This is again.
Yeah,
the dilapidated
Western Sinnoh
infrastructure.
We're on our way to
get President Sinnoh on this.
Canalave City, but first we have to muck our way through Route 218.
I don't have anything
to say. I'm excited. It's been a little while. We've had some short routes. It's been a while since we've been able to catch some Pokemon, get some new fresh talent on our teams, freshen things up a little bit, liven things up a little bit.
That's true.
And I waded into the grass, the tall grass of Route 218. There's just a little patch here. And first thing that pops out to get me, you, Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime.
Oh. So I caught him.
We also caught. We can't catch anything on 218.
What?
Yeah, remember we caught our Magikarps out here. We ducked out. I just remembered on the cheat.
Oh, no, there's the little like patch here, wasn't there? Oh, we came
that's
out
not
fished.
A new. Yeah, that's not a
oh,
new
thank
area.
God.
So.
Oof.
That actually
you
didn't
caught
count.
Someone? Oh, you caught a Finian.
I don't care. I'm not going to use that. I'm not even going
to. I caught a Mr.
That
Mime.
That doesn't even
really
count as
like,
a death.
What if I have to use this someday?
Although now I'm upset because I would have liked you to get backed into a corner and have to run a Mr. Mime. Remember when I had to and then I liked it? Although you can't get Mr. Rhyme in this. So Mr. Rhyme is what it's about.
All right. Well, thank
Bog
goodness.
Bog standard Mr. Mime can go fuck itself.
Felt like I was being toyed with. Mr. Mime is what waited out to get me.
Yeah, well, we avoided that scenario thanks to my diligent looking at the sheet.
Let me talk about my You Make Me Barf Pokemon. Joshua is also out here. Definitely something I've talked about before. Definitely like high on everyone's, like A tier on everyone's barf list, I think.
Everyone.
Stuntank.
Skuntank. It's a
skunk. Stunk-ank. Stuntank.
Okay.
Skuntank.
Yeah. Skuntank, like skunk.
That's what I said the first time, and you corrected me, I think.
Everyone.
Stuntank.
Skuntank. It's a skunk.
And it turns out I said it right the first
you
time.
You wrote Stuntank in the doc, and I corrected it so that you would not do it, and then you did it anyway. Skuntank.
Skuntank.
It is a barf. I have a comment about it. as well, unless you want to. I mean, it's your
Team
segment.
Galactic. Team Galactic uses it, and frequently. It's easy. I mean, it's like a bad Pokemon. but when it dies, it now has a new ability called Aftermath. I guess the implication is like, you know, like Ace Ventura, like do not go in there.
Go in there.
And it hurts. It hurts you when it dies because it stinks so bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Ish. Out of here.
Yeah.
Barf.
I don't like it either. It was already, I forgot to mention it prior. I have been disturbed by it the whole time because whenever it uses, I think most moves, but it's a poison one in particular, poison jab, you know, whatever it is. But have you noticed when it uses an attack, its little like hair or whatever opens up like,
yeah. It's like the and it looks like a Dilophosaurus or whatever, the thing that killed Newman in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Oh, it's really gross thinking about, because what is it? Is it its fur or is it some other hole on its head and the things are coming out?
Joshua, the things we do.
I really don't like Skuntank.
I don't even remember who had it. Team Galactic. They're like just running all poison. It's like typical bad guy shit. Like... If you don't, like, I wish someone in the Pokemon universe would hire me. Maybe, like, I have to be the change I want to see in the world, and I should just set up, like, an agency in Sinnoh that's, like, helps with, like, branding and comms. Because it's, like, if you don't want your thing to seem like the bad guy thing, stop using Poison and Dark-type Pokemon.
They,
you
just,
like, you stand out every time.
Yeah, Team Galactic could really use your consultation. I would say... In one of the houses. I know we're about to get into Canalave City, but related to Team Galactic's branding problems, I did notice that I think our comments about their lack of like brand awareness and understanding is starting to take hold, because I noticed in one of the houses, a TV was running and it had an ad on for Team Galactic, and it had the logo up and then it says, "Find peace in our world, Team Galactic." Which, it doesn't really address the seeming disconnect between the Sinnoans as well as Team Galactic's own employees about what their scheme is and what they're, like, trying to do. But they're at least starting to do, like, top-of-funnel work, you know? Like, they're getting their name and their message out there. And then, as we go down, they could start telling us.
I think you were saying the same thing. I might even want to move it up because I think their message is a little muddy.
Yeah.
And but they've got one. I'm glad they're chasing it. But
they need like a rebrand. And probably like you need to develop a new mission statement. The like, you know, obvious misstep that outside their headquarters, they have a sign that says, "Team Galactic, we want your Pokemon." That's not good. Most people, I think, would be rubbed the wrong way by that kind of a mission.
Put a little sign under it on, like, tiny little, very delicate, like, no vacancy sign hooks.
Yeah, little chains.
That says, like, to be happy, you know? And, like, if it falls off, it's not your fault, you know?
Right. At least the effort's being made.
What's a threatening Pokemon type or two that... Team Galactic could use that's not poison or
steel,
dark or steel.
Well,
I mean, steel is good. They use steel, don't they?
I think maybe they occasionally throw steel in, which is that's kind of innovative. It's the dark and the poison is the real problem.
Yeah, those are an issue.
Well, dragon, but they can't have a bunch of low level grunts. They can't keep up the sort of like demand of supply that you would need of dragons. Probably,
I think dragons are like morally. Neutral too.
Oh, so you
like in mythology, you know,
you want a type that is more evil than not.
I want it to feel threatening in the same way that like poison and dark does. Yeah, fighting, I guess. It's just like so obvious.
But Team Rocket would have fighting occasionally too. Like fighting's been done.
What if it's just normal? That's pretty like,
well, that was Team Rocket. Team Rocket had all those Rattatas and shit.
I guess you're right. I guess it's all been done. I was about to say, like, what if it's just the basic fire water, but that was Team Magma, Team Blue one from that game.
There's not much left for them to claim as their own.
I think, if you're going Galactic, I'm going Steel Psychic. I don't know why there's Stun Tanks in here.
Stun Kank. Bug.
Do not go in there.
Bugs
Canalave City.
Scary.
We have an errand to run. We get to Canalave City. We pop in. But first we have an errand to run, Joshua.
What's that?
Go to break!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back. Bug catchers, welcome back. We have landed in Kanalave City.
Beautiful Kanalave.
Well, you take a run at it.
What do you mean?
Now, scoff at the way I say it.
I'm the one who invented Kanalave. It's like when, it's the opposite, I would argue. But it's like when, you know, you're familiar with when I got married, I believe.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. And the town is spelled A-C-C-O-R-D. New York is where we got
Accord.
Married.
Accord. Yeah,
and
I've
you would
there.
Think Accord, and that's what we kept calling it. And then some local at one point was like, it's Accord. Like, speaking of branding, go ahead and like rebrand that one, because Accord sounds a lot better. Accord sounds like you're sick and you're like hacking up on me.
Hacking something Accord. Up, yeah.
In this case, Kanalave, that's fine. But I suggest they should call it Kanalave.
So it makes it sound like a bean.
Kanalave?
Yeah.
I thought it made it sound more like, you know, a distant, like, beautiful, exotic port bean. City. Anyway.
I thought you were going to say a lot more adjectives, and I took a little tiny bite of something. And then you ran out of adjectives so quickly. Kanalave City. We poke around here for a little bit, but we do have an errand to go run, Joshua.
Yes. Stopping at the library.
We do have to actually, yes, sorry, we have several errands, and we actually have a big to-do list. First thing we have to check off our list, stop at the library. That's where
Crystal Ball Cynthia is trying to read up about some new spells, you know?
Cynthia pointed us there. She's just like our guide this week, or in this entire game. She keeps coming out of nowhere to be like, go here next. We came here to research the lakes.
We learn about, I mean, this happens right after the gym. Is when you are forced to go to the library.
Muxie.
So maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit there. But I went there on my own. Crystal Ball was just curious about it.
Yeah.
She's always trying to broaden her understanding of the world.
She's got a thirst for knowledge.
And lo and behold, I found something interesting in the library, I think on the third floor.
In the stacks?
Yeah. Huh. It's a book that I believe was detailing the origins of your legendary Gulpin egg.
Tell me more.
If I can interpret and read beyond the text. But the text in this book said, in the beginning, there was only a churning turmoil of chaos. Mm-hmm. At the heart of chaos, where all things became one, appeared an egg. Having tumbled from the vortex, the egg gave rise to the original one. And I just stopped
That's
reading
Gulpin.
After that, because that just seems like it's Gulpin.
And when they say original one, they mean the original Gulpin.
The original Gulpin.
Yeah.
An egg was capitalized, so it felt like, oh yeah, this is really important. It's like that egg with the Gulpin in it, which eludes us this time.
It's funny, because actually the errand that we're about to go run, the other errand, the second errand.
Yeah.
Ended with me getting an egg. Should we talk about that?
Sure.
Hop on a boat to Iron Island.
Is that like hop on Miley. A plane to LAX?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll put some music under it.
Anybody
so
die?
That's right.
Did anybody die this week? Do we have to sing?
No, absolutely not.
This is the first time it's been two episodes in a row with no deaths. Kill count 7. No singing.
I think this is the kind of thing I live to regret.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
And
I know
these are the kind of words I live to eat.
Yeah.
But
you always do it right around here, like the sixth or seventh badge. And then it really goes off the rails like immediately after.
I have something to say.
All right.
Which is, I feel confident at this point that I am never going to lose another Pokemon.
Okay. I'll hold
and
you
that
to
this
that.
This game is very easy, and that like we somehow like broke nuzlocking because this game is so easy, and no one's even close to a threat.
I mean, you know, we've got the Cynthia battle aside from all of the Elite Four, all of that.
It's been two legs in a row and it's been zero issues. So I'm saying now with the utmost confidence,
like one of the podcast 101s, free advice for everyone, including my co-host, is do not eat while you are recording a podcast. And both because it makes editing harder, but then also because look at this dead air, because my co-host has to eat a nut or a M&M or fucking something. A squirrel. A greedent.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, I had a comment. I had a comment about you making the decree that you don't think you're going to lose a single other Pokemon on this run. I recall a post on the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where someone made a great meme that's about my Magikarp that you killed.
I don't remember that, but what's the meme? Nothing better than someone describing a meme to you. Let's go. Let's hear it. I'm going to close my eyes. Immerse me.
Okay. Well, I don't really even know what it's
perfect start.
Originally.
Let me just go and look.
It's an image of, I think it's Willem Dafoe, and he's saying, "You can't do this to me." And then they put a Magikarp over his head because the Magikarp was one level away from evolving into Gyarados when you killed it.
Yeah.
And it's on the subreddit, and it's hot. It's a hot post, 14 upvotes. And there's comments on the thread where some unoriginal name 2 said, "There is no." It's actually really funny that it's number 2. Maybe that's the joke. "There is no way they complete this Solok, right? BDSP is legitimately difficult to Nuzlocke using basic rules." And
yeah, maybe for you.
Several
but
other people
for us, it appears
agreeing.
To be the easiest thing in the world. And I'm very confident now that I'm never going to lose another Pokemon. Challenge me. That's what I was going to say before I took a bite of that nut and chewed it up.
Yeah.
Challenge me. What happens to me, or what do I gain, or what do I lose if I lose another Pokemon before the season is over? We only have like 2 badges left. This is going to be the easiest thing in the world.
Well, I think a pretty clean one is, given we haven't discussed this, and maybe we want just a clean slate when we get into Arceus next, Legends. Because neither of us has ever touched it before. But I think a pretty easy one would be, well, if you lose any more Pokemon, I get to choose what your weird, like, theme or handicap is in the next season.
Fine.
And if you make it through without losing any more Pokemon, then you get to choose that for me.
Fine.
But I only mean, like, theme for the team. I don't want to do, you know, a private Nuzlocke or something. I don't even think that would work in Arceus, probably, but whatever.
Or I think that's good. That's
one
low
of
enough
the
stakes
upcoming
that
games,
I don't,
at least. If
that's
not
low
that
enough
one.
Stakes that I don't think I'd ever feel compelled to cheat.
Oh, okay.
I don't think
so
I'll need to, baby.
You're saying cheating is on the menu.
I don't think I'll even need to, baby.
Just admitting to Mayor Cheat.
All right. That's fine. I'm not going to lose any more Pokemon. I'm super confident
that. I'm sure that I will.
Kanaleve City. We have to go out to the
Iron Island.
To.
We just chose get to on a go strange sailor's boat. He just said, "Hey,
he's like, I'll take you out there.
Want to take a ride?"
All right.
So you're kidnapped, and then you show up on Iron Island, island off the coast that is populated by. I guess God, this is who's supplying all the iron to Mr. Fuego.
Oh yeah, huh? So they're sort of mixed up in this cabal.
Because it does have that, like, water route to the sea that lines up to it. Starting to make a little bit more sense what he was doing with that placement. There are a bunch of workers in here who you battle.
Yeah, there's a lot of workers in here who we battle, but we've got a buddy.
Oh, yeah.
As we're stepping down into the mines, someone steps out to join us. He said, opening the door wide open for his co-host.
Bobby was screaming about something. I thought it was the cat. We had to get Winston today, but we don't know when.
How's he doing?
He's been recovering well.
Nice.
He's just got a big hole where his urethra was.
Great, man. How do I get that?
But I guess it's all flowing nicely now. Anyway,
all right.
What were you saying? I missed. You were introducing Riley.
I said we step down into the mines, and before we get very far, we're stopped by someone who wants to join us. The road ahead is treacherous. Let me join you.
Here, take this. And it's me, and it's Riley, and it's Josh's trainer banger, Riley. Hell yeah.
Riley.
Like, they, them icon, I think.
I'm going to pull up a picture.
No, even Bulbapedia identifies them as them. But I think that, okay.
Because I think with the, like, the fedora and the, like, kind of attitude, I got, like, you don't say neckbeard anymore. What do you say?
You don't say neckbeard anymore?
Something worse.
Also, I don't know which Bulbapedia, we got to take it all from the top. I don't know what Bulbapedia okay. article it was. They were just using they, them, and the main one is actually he.
All right, everyone, you just heard me, like Venus setting up Serena, setting up Josh to introduce his trainer banger, Riley. And what happened was Josh misgendered Riley.
Yeah.
And then I made fun of all of our listeners in a way that was not nice. So we had to scrap the entire record, and we're starting here. Josh, did you like Riley for any particular reason?
Riley is a trainer banger because look at his little outfit. It slaps. It's blue suit, blue hair, like blue
he
fedora.
He does have a beautiful.
That's
like,
why you think it's m'lady situation.
Gold pendant, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, like great style, great attitude.
He's got, yeah, he's wearing like a turtleneck, a fedora.
Trim.
He's trim.
Shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a good look. And I appreciated the help that he provided with those Lucario and the healing.
Here's the thing.
I killed
the
Lucario
really
a couple
nice.
Of times with Earthquake.
Me too, with Surf.
I'm sorry, Riley.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I also just love
Riley,
the name Riley
did,
by the way.
That was nice.
What
which
was that?
Is, there is some real dicey situations in Iron Islands.
Yeah.
Because everything's a double battle, whether you want it to be or not. And you're trying to train up a new Pokemon. You're trying to train up three new Pokemon, Joshua.
You are?
You're taking every battle you can get, right?
Yeah.
But also, every battle is a double battle, and also every battle, your opponents, both Pokemons, can at any time choose to both attack you or explode and almost kill everybody.
Oh, that didn't happen to me.
Really? There was no self-destructing with you guys?
Because
they also all have Sturdy, so they'll like, it was Graveler. Gravelers and Geodudes will self-destruct. So if you're unlucky enough to get into a fight with a Graveler and an Onix, they'll do like Sturdy and self-destruct, and makes a real pain in the ass when you're trying to level a level like 30
thing
piece of shit Pokemon. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Yeah, the battles were long and sometimes gruesome, although I did not get into a scenario where anything was exploding, fortunately.
Oh, they were exploding. They were popping off all over the place on me.
But I put myself in bad scenarios a couple of times where I just like used Earthquake because it was like a Steelix and a Graveler or whatever. And then I killed the Lucario. And then I was like, oh, wait, they each have like two or three more Pokemon. And so then it was like two on one the whole time.
I would sort of like instinctively after a battle go to like click the menus to heal all of my Pokemon with super potions.
Riley took care of it.
That's another service that Riley provides.
Yeah, and I as you travel together through Iron Island, you build up like a nice rapport, and I thought,
wow, it sounds like you guys really hit it off.
Well, at the end, when we're parting ways, he
I'm pretty upset about misgendering him.
Said, spending time with you was very enjoyable. I intend to test my skills in other places from now on. Let's meet again. Take care on the way out. And he gives you an egg, too. So, yeah, we move past that whole misgendering thing. I apologize profusely, and I never got it wrong again. And then we both grew from our experience together, and maybe something will grow out of this egg, because let me tell you something else that I recalled about this, which is that, and I use super repels the entire time, so my catch is the egg.
the original one.
I will tell
one.
You this, Josh. Rules court is closed, so I wasn't sure what the call was going to be here.
I made a call.
And I can't ask, so I'll just follow your call. I very craftily and carefully, in a double battle with a Steelix and an Onix, and Riley and his Riolu.
Lucario is what he has.
Lucario. Is Riolu the baby version of that?
Yeah.
Lucario managed to kill the Onix and get the Steelix down low enough without Lucario killing it and caught it. So I was like, great, I've got a Steelix. This is perfect. I've already got so many Steel types on the team. Another one.
Yeah, good.
But I think now because you have caught the egg, it precludes me from having the egg. So I am just tossing it. I guess I can cook it up.
Well, yeah, you can't use the
egg.
No
reason to waste it.
You had to be as clever as I was.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I don't want a Gulpin.
It's time for me to run a Gulpin.
Before.
Time to run a Gulpin. You got to get that original one back out of the chaos.
All right.
And then
well,
you hop back.
Where do we go from here?
Hop back to the mainland.
Oh, yeah.
We're
it's
off
so confusing.
Island time.
There, you wrap up. Riley's like, here's the Gulpin egg. And then you go out a door and there's just a couple ledges and you're back at the front. And you're like, well, that's it. Just get a Gulpin egg.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just get a Gulpin.
Just got to head back to Kanalave City and take on the gym leader. Joshua! Let's talk about the teams we brought in to beat Byron in our segment. Level check.
Well, level check.
Any new fresh talent on your team this week?
Yes.
Okay, why don't I go first then? Because I'm sure your fresh talent is more exciting than my fresh talent.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
Most of my team is tried and true. This is really, we're starting to coalesce. Once again, feeling very confident that no, none of these are going to die. We've got Chickamauga, Whiscash. Whiscash.
Whiscash.
Level 41. You've got me on levels so hard this week.
I don't know what happened. I guess
I was leveling Bronzong, Whiscash, and the new Pokemon.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got Chickamauga, Whiscash. I've got Pluto, Infernape, level 45. I've got Bronze Disease, Bronzong, level 42. I've got Hyenas, Luxray, level 45. I've got Umbreon, Leafeon, level 47. And then Joshua, last night, in kind of the darkness of the soul, as I was casting about, decided to chase another waterfall. As we promised, we would be doing them in little spurts, like paying quarterly taxes.
Yeah, I already took care of this. One of those.
You did it too.
Yeah, I did it a couple of gyms ago, though.
And I went to the Salacion ruins and finally.
What'd you find in there?
Reeled in a catch. And it felt prophetic in a way that I couldn't resist. It felt like a punishment in a way that feels coldly familiar. I should be doing all this in my whisper voice. It feels like a punishment in a way that feels coldly familiar. I don't think it's sonically nice, though.
No. As having to edit it, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Previously.
And it's been a real nightmare just keeping it alive while leveling it. And I imagine it's going to be no contribution in our battle today or in any battle ever.
Yeah.
Welcome to the team Tyrionian Et, which is
okay.
F Unown. F for Fjellstone.
Got it. So that's
F
really
for failure.
Shadow Josh's shadow is the F Unown.
Please, you should say that because he does. I do have him follow me around in the overworld.
That makes sense.
And he's really slow. So every now and then you'll be like running and you'll stop to talk to someone. And then like out of nowhere, this ominous F will just float in and follow you in. Really haunting stuff.
That's scary. And what is its biggest fear? What's the Tyrionian Et?
Exactly, Joshua. If you weren't asking what the Tyrionian Et, it would still be in the alphabet and it wouldn't be a letter's biggest fear. It's an ancient, like, Middle English letter that no one uses anymore.
Whoa. Let's
see, this is a Tanner fun facty. Well, first of all, here's a Tanner fun facty. I have two fun facties for this one.
Whoa.
Tyrionian Et, let's pull that thread first. Hat tip mental floss. They said it's and.
Oh, like an ampersand?
Yeah, and I think it was replaced by the ampersand, the Tyrionian Et. and now it's lost to everyone's memory. That's the most threatening and dangerous thing that can happen to a letter. So this is a new known. Okay. It sucks. It absolutely sucks. It knows one move, Hidden Power. Fun facty, it's the only Pokemon nowadays that can know that move.
Oh, they retired Hidden Power?
They scrapped it from everything except Unown.
I guess it was getting probably gamed, because we even did that a little bit in earlier seasons. I guess it must have been getting gamed too much by, like, the competitive scene to, like, yeah, breed out the Pokemon that don't get the secret hidden type, that hidden power move that then makes their biggest weakness their strongest strength or fucking whatever, and then they just can the whole thing.
I also don't think that there's any way in this generation to figure out what your Pokemon's hidden power is.
Well, you would have to just piece it together based on it attacking Pokemon.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm going to do that, but wasn't there a way in other previous generations to, like,
some of them will have somebody or person,
like, use a device or something?
Some person usually tells you, but I don't, probably not here.
Well, anyway, I'm going to piece it together. I'll tell you this, it's not good against steel types. Not very effective.
Very bad stats on Unown.
I know, it's my penance. This is my burden to bear.
But
and
you
my
need
responsibility to keep alive. Because what did you catch in Celestion Runes?
Also an Unown.
What letter?
I don't remember. I think a D.
It'd be a shame to lose that.
It would. So I really would expect that as sort of part of the gentleman's agreement, you're not going to just run the Unown up against something so it dies immediately. You have to give it the old college try.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to do something that I have dreamed of doing since the day I started doing this podcast with you, except I'm going to do it transparently. Radical candor is I've always dreamed of taking a shitty Pokemon and quietly behind the scenes, training it to like an ungodly number, like get a Magikarp to 100, you know, and then in our last battle, bring it out and be like,
oh,
surprise, motherfucker.
I forgot that was one of your ambitions.
And since I have to saddle myself with, you know, some kind of like punishment being your shadow from the underground, nothing seemed better than the F Unown. And it did definitely seem like, here it is, like of all the Unowns to attack me, it's an F for Fjallstad.
It's destined just like Gulpin, legendary Gulpin egg, the legendary F Unown.
So who knows? Maybe by the next time we battle, it'll be like level 100 and that hidden power will be like expertly used against the perfect Pokemon on your team. And you'll just be like sitting there like weeping.
I probably would shed a tear if that happened to me. And also just out of the sheer ambition that you would be exhibiting to pull that off. So
Crystal Ball, go ahead. You got some new talent. I'm excited to hear about it.
Then did you get me any other?
It's a D Unown.
Did you get me other new talent?
That's what I was going to ask you. I almost texted you and I was like, I'll ask him during the show. What was I supposed to catch you?
Okay. Because it's going to be a big reveal why I would have it. I need it desperately. This team's getting stagnant.
Got it. I'll get it this afternoon.
Well, it's only at night.
That's why
after
I keep not getting it.
After 8 p.m.
I'll get it tonight.
You were playing until 1 a.m. last night. You could have fucking got it.
Didn't come across any I'm sorry. It probably would have jogged my memory had I.
I need that. I need it on this team to round it out, especially, well, somebody's going to die, I'm sure.
I've rounded mine out really well with an Unown. Have you tried running a D Unown?
No. I am running Barkskin. The Torterra is level 47. And that's not all.
Fucking eviscerate.
Featherfall, Staraptor, level 47. Earthball, the Graveler, level 47. And I'm going to demand that you at least evolve that now. I cannot have a Graveler anymore.
Yeah. I will.
Mind Ream, Mew. Guess what? Level 47.
I put Jirachi in the box, both because
Jirachi is
kind of boring. It's like not very fun to play. I just never went for it. And also, I was a little worried about killing it.
Well, thank you then, because I'll quit. I'll quit the whole, not just the season, the game. I'll quit the whole podcast if you
That's
kill
who I put
Mew
away to take out F Unown.
My Mew is great now because now I had all those TMs. So now it's got like Surf, Ooh. Thunderbolt, Psychic, Shadow Ball. Bing,
do you remember the other clause we added for this season for the Soul Lock?
No.
Where we said at any point you could trade the Soul Lock link between Pokemon to a different pair.
We never had
that. We said that at the beginning.
No,
so I'm going
to
do that
now. You would have
I'm
to
trading,
go back on the
I'm
tape
trading,
and prove that anybody
Jirachi's
said that.
Jirachi's Soul Link for F Unown Soul Link.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's denied. So now
F Unown and Mew are Soul Link. Wouldn't that be great?
There's no rule court, so there's no one that you can try to appeal like that. Oh, that was ever
so
a decree.
Much would be riding on me keeping F Unown alive.
Then I call it the F U Known.
Who else
something
you got
there? Flash Burst, Rapidash, level 45. Uh-huh. And then I'm pleased to announce, I guess, Cure Wounds is now a Blissey, level 40. I hate it.
You guys eat that egg?
That reminds me, I did have a quick little fun facty. Joshy's fun did facty. Couple of gross things. So Chansey's Pokedex entry. Oh, this is a Poke Checks Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. Not fun facty. I got a Chansey because I leveled Happiny with an Oval Stone during the day. And then I guess it was happy enough that after I dropped 3 rare candies on it, it just immediately evolved into a Blissey. So that was great.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah.
But Chansey
means it already loved you.
Yeah, it already loved me. I guess I'm happy about that. Chansey's Pokedex entry.
It's like looking at you like expectantly. And you, Joshua?
Its defense is like 28.
Do you love me?
Well, that remains to be seen. I have not put it into battle yet at all.
Oh.
I fear that it will die quite quickly, which is why I think it's likelier than not that I will lose something.
But quite quickly, it's got like a million hit points.
But it's got no defense. It has a ton of special defense, but its defense is a joke.
And it can just eat its egg, can it?
Not yet. It doesn't have soft boiled yet.
Ugh.
And its Pokedex entry is...
Changing my You Make Me Barf.
It lays several eggs a day and won't share them with those who have evil in their hearts.
Oh, wow. You know what? That's actually Chansey. Like, there's like a soft benefit to that for you and your team. You could invite someone to your like camp and offer them like a Chansey egg and see if Chansey gives it to them. And if there's evil in their heart,
I could be
like
a soothsayer or something. That would fit right. I mean, this Pokemon fits in pretty well, especially when you put it that way with Crystal Ball's theme, because there's some kind of like mysticism to it, like evil spirits detecting.
I say you keep it. I say you run it.
Well, I'm gonna keep it around till it dies, I think. And finally, Blissey, Pokedex entry. It is a Pokemon that delivers happiness. Eating its egg is said to make one kind to everyone.
It's like psychotropic or whatever, like psychotropic, like it makes it like it's mood enhancer.
Yeah, because I think that implies
feel
that
good.
Chansey's
egg. Eat this Blissey egg and you'll feel bliss.
But I think it implies Chansey's egg won't be given to anyone who has evil in their hearts, but then Blissey's egg is so much more powerful that it can overcome the evil, and then
it's true compassion.
You shove it down their throat.
Yeah.
You shove the egg down their evil throat, and then they become kind to everyone.
We'll all get along, yeah.
Yep, so there you
beautiful
go.
Beautiful stuff. I can't wait to for you to run that. I went into the gym, Cantaloupe. It's pretty bog standard gym. Elevators, move you around, fight gym trainers.
Yeah.
Until you get to
Byron.
Byron. So hard to remember. Byron sucks. His Pokemon suck.
Yeah, it's steel type gym. And aren't they all? No, I guess there's an Azumarill and a Skorupi, but literally everyone else is a and Bronzor, but whatever. They basically all are part rock and ground because it's mostly Steelixes and Onixes.
Yep.
So like ground is just
Bastiodon is Bastiodon
fucking
part ground?
Rolling through everything. Well, I have a comment about Bastiodon. So if you have fire
quickly,
or you have ground, you can just take care of the whole gym. And it was a joke.
Right.
Byron was a joke. Can I talk about Bastiodon, or you have more to say?
No, one other thing about Byron being a joke. I think the game knows Byron is a joke. I think Byron knows he's a joke.
Why?
Because every Steelix and like Bronzor and Onix all know Sturdy, too. Like, they know you're going to come in here and like absolutely
fucking place.
KO them, yeah. You know? So they're like, all right, we're going to have some insurance. It's like terrible. And then they do Earthquake, like they expect that to hurt you. And it's like, this is a fucking wish cash, sir. Good luck.
Yeah.
How did you do against Byron?
Well, I mean, he got destroyed. I just used Rapidash against Bronzor, and then I just used a couple
of... You had to watch out for that Earthquake, though.
Bronzor doesn't have Rapidash.
Bastiodon did, or Steelix did.
Well, I used Torterra against those.
Yeah, yeah, smart.
And then I just Earthquaked them. They tried to Earthquake me.
I just kept that dumb oaf Whizcash in the whole time. He was loving it.
He is a dumb oaf. That's the perfect description of Whizcash.
Whizcash.
All
right, Joshua.
No, my final comment is Bastiodon, Joshy's sweetie, making it official.
Yeah, I like it. I like his little underbite. I like him.
It's very sweet.
Joshua, you owe me a battle. Let's get in there.
All right.
Oh, this is going to just like...
Let's get in there.
This is going to hurt me.
That's going to be rough.
I've also been like working so hard to protect these Pokemon. It's going to feel so bad watching them get killed.
I feel like the outcome of this battle is known. It's not unknown.
You know, I'll say this. That was super effective.
Well,
whatever
KO
you just
from
used on
Shadow Ball,
was
yeah.
Super effective and killed me. I will say this. My hidden power on your Mew said super effective.
Oh, so maybe it's Dark or Bug?
What would Shadow Ball be super effective against? Dark and Bug, I guess.
Well, Shadow Ball is Ghost, but you're Psychic. So Hidden Power would be you against me. So it's something that's super effective against Psychic.
Unown's not Psychic. Unown's normal.
No, isn't it Psychic?
Oh, sorry. Hidden Power is normal. Yes.
But the Hidden Power is something that's super effective against Psychic. Because
right,
Mew
so
is
probably
psychic.
A bug type. So my hidden ability is probably bug or dark type.
Or I guess it could be ghost. Ghost would be kind
of
cool.
No, judging on some of the things, no, I guess it would be fine for it.
Let's
never effective against steel. Joshua, that, I mean, honestly, I was about to say that win is expected. You did win. It did go as expected because you did win.
I'm 2-2, baby, this season.
I took a couple of guys off of you.
The Whizcash opener caught me by surprise because I guess I forgot whoever you had who had Stealth Rock. Maybe it was Jirachi, actually. So I thought we were going to do the Stealth Rock exchange again. But then my Torterra made up for the quick loss of Blissey in the beginning, as I expected. But the Torterra got two freebies off of you with the Whizcash and Infernape. So that made up for... that and then
the Whizcash, I was being cheeky. I had a ice beam on it and I was hoping that I could move faster than you and get the ice beam off and surprise you.
Right.
What? This Whizcash is taking such a big hit off of my Torterra before it dies inevitably. The Infernape was incompetence.
Yeah, you thought you were gonna go first? No, what was it? No, you used Fire Spin. That's what the problem was. And then I just weathered that, and then I just Earthquaked
you. I thought I'd be able to take a hit, you know? Because it's just like, it's like my highest level Pokemon. It's pretty tough. I thought I'd be able to take an Earthquake, but it could not take an Earthquake.
No, it could not.
So I Fire Spun you first, and that was not
a
good tactic.
The best idea. No.
So. Joshua, let's get out of here.
Good game.
That was the Mind Badge.
That's right.
Not
Canelave and mine. And next up is Icicle Badge. Oh, we got to do
Icicle
Snow
Badge.
Point City. This is going to be rough.
Well, we'll just make our way up there slowly together, Joshua, because we are connected. This is a Shadow Lock. We are working our way through. My name has been Tanzor. This is Felix. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts. Do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at EXPSharePod on Instagram and on X, the company formerly known as Twitter.
And also at formerly and currently known as reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, which is our subreddit where you can play along with the other bug catchers. And you can also buy some merch over at expsharepod.com.
Dog's excited. We have any dog merch?
No, can you make some? I don't know that they allow you to have dog as an option. They can make pretty much everything else, including like I think
a
fucking
little
mouse pad, but I don't know about dog stuff.
Speciesist.
branded dog bone.
Joshua, let's get out of here.
All right.
Top of the morning to you. Bottom of the episode to you. Bottom chip, chip, cheerio. Alola, chip, goodbye. Chip, cheerio,
Alola. Smell you later.